You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
We're ready to play. We've got a couple of fun contestants standing by. Well, I assume they're fun.
I hope so.
Are you fun? I mean, are you?
I think I'm a lot of fun.
Oh, you sound like a blast, man. Justin's here.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. What are you teaching? Yeah.
I teach physical education.
All right.
Ah, the so, old, you know, PE
the
coach.
The most fun class. Yeah, you know, the most fun class in school. So,
you guys play dodgeball anymore?
We do at my school, yes. Sometimes we don't call it dodgeball, but yeah.
What do you have to call it now?
You know, things like elimination.
You know. Sounds like you're pooping or something.
Yeah.
You can't call it dodgeball anymore?
I mean, when I was teaching in elementary, there was some pooping involved.
Oh, that's funny. You know, it is interesting to me to watch schools eliminate that game. When I was young, Jeremy and Justin, you'll appreciate this, at our school, dodgeball was called bombardment.
Oh.
I mean, you want to talk about like putting a violent name.
Get him!
It was called bombardment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the balls that we used when I was young were like playground balls, and they were hard. You know,
they sting when you get hit.
Yeah. Now the balls they use, they're
Nerf.
Super soft. They don't hurt at all.
They're Nerf balls wrapped in bubble wrap. And
Okay.
Well, all right. Sounds fun.
Listen, the boys are up 1-0 for March, so let's see if you can keep it going. All right, Justin?
All right.
Okay. The woman who's going to stand in your way today is Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning to you. What do you do?
Well, I work in the schools, too. I'm an occupational therapist, so I work with kids with disabilities in the schools.
Well, you're a good human.
Sure are. Well,
thank
How long
you.
Have you been doing that work?
Oh, gosh, like 20 years.
Oh, good
for
you.
Where are you from? Are you a Colorado girl?
I am a Minnesota girl.
Minnesota.
You have to say it like that, huh? Minnesota.
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 What brought you to Colorado?
Well, the mountains.
Yeah.
The good weather. The
so
great
you,
people.
You gave up the lakes for the mountains, is what you're saying.
I gave up the lakes, but yes, it was a whim.
Yeah, it is nice.
I just have to say, the people of Minnesota are great people, but I don't know how they handle those winters. I don't know how. I couldn't do it. So.
Well, you stay here.
Yeah, the winters are brutal. Yeah,
they're
it
brutal,
makes us hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That hardy.
A hardy bunch of people.
Melissa, the girls could really use a point or five. So are you ready to take on that responsibility?
You know, I am definitely ready, and I'm not intimidated by Justin or his dodgeball.
All right, very good.
Good for you.
It's elimination.
Elimination.
Yes. Get it right.
I am going to ask Justin some questions that women are probably more likely to know. Jeremy has questions for Melissa that guys are probably more likely to know. Best out of three wins. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. Today, it is the boys' turn to go first. Justin, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Giddy, Diva, Syrup, and Hug Me. Those are colors in what popular line of lipstick?
I don't know. I'll go with Revlon.
Good guess.
Yeah, why not?
But all right.
Oh.
Those are MAC lipsticks.
Oh, yeah.
MAC. Very popular MAC line. Over to Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, if I go hunting this afternoon and I bag an 8-point buck, what does the 8 points refer to?
Oh, those are the points on his antlers.
Correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh,
those
yeah.
tines, counting the tines.
Listener,
oh yeah.
After we do some ice fishing, we're going to go out and try to get an 8-point buck.
Grab him by the antlers.
crazy.
Charming.
Justin, what comedian wrote the books Life Will Be the Death of Me and My Horizontal Life? Who is she?
Chelsea Handler.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Ding and a ding.
Well done.
Nice.
I like it. How do you guys feel about Chelsea? Melissa, do you like Chelsea Handler?
I am not a huge fan. I think I'm too old for her.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a little rough around the edges, but she's very funny.
I happen to be a fan, and I know she's very much on the fence. People either, they love or hate her. Back to
Melissa. Justin, take a lap while you're waiting here. Melissa, the outdoor lifestyle company known as Yeti, they make a lot of products, but they're most well known for making what one specific product? Yeti.
Oh, dang, there's two. I'm going to go with their origins of the cooler.
The cooler is what I'm looking for.
That is exactly
those Yeti coolers that are about $900.
Yes.
Yep. Good job.
Justin, here's the
tumblers.
My goodness, she knows everything about this.
You're very smart, Melissa.
Well, she's outdoors
in
Minnesota.
Well, it's my Minnesota roots. Give me something that's not Minnesota related.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Rare.
Justin, what can I say? You need this to stay alive. If you miss it, Melissa wins, and the girls are on the board for March. If you do get it, Melissa will still have one chance to win before overtime. Are you ready?
Yep.
In the movie Mean Girls, what is never going to happen?
My wife is going to kill me.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Try to dodge her. Get it?
Never.
Justin.
Fetch is never going to happen. That fetch. One girl keeps trying to make that word like the slang word. That is so fetch.
Don't go home today, Justin, if you're going to be killed now.
Do we need to call anybody?
I've seen that movie, but yeah.
Fetch is never going to happen. And the game is over! Minnesota girl wins.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, Melissa.
Justin, listen, we really enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you for playing, but you do have to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right.
Girls rule.
Today they sure do, my friend. Justin, good luck at the school, and thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Everybody have a good day.
Thanks, okay, Justin. Bye.
Melissa, you made him sound so sad.
It's very sad.
You know?
Well, he wasn't too full of energy to start out with.
Well,
you're funny.
We like you. You call a lot, okay?
Please do.
Oh, I'd be happy to. We love you guys, too.
Well, thank you, too.
Well, we've got a copy of Mindbender Book Volume 3 for you, so stand by, and Josh will come back, and he'll tell you all about it, okay?
Hey, have a great day, boys.
Thanks,
you
Melissa.
You too, Melissa. Thank you. We are now tied up for the month. It is 1-1.
Good job, ladies.
And we'll have another game on Tuesday.